School here in Park Hills, Missouri, set for week three of the high school football season. The 2-0 Central Rebels taking on the 0-2 Fredericktown Black Cats. Connor Harbutt with you here today alongside Zach Pipkin, Jace Odell, and Jewel Booyer up top on camera duty today. And back in the studio, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. Fredericktown won the toss. They defer to the second half, which means Central will receive to start things out. Two men back to receive for the Rebels. That is August Black and Karis Foster, set to kick it away for the Black Cats. It looks like that will be Carter Jordan, a junior, a kicking and punting specialist, going to handle the duties here for this opening kickoff. But Zach, again, two teams that last year played a barn burner. Do we expect another one here tonight?
Anything can happen, partner. I think, obviously, the records may be a little bit misleading as to the quality of these two teams. We'll see how it goes as we get further into the ballgame.
Yeah, certainly for Fredericktown, maybe. In fact, Central 2-0, but can't say they didn't deserve it, especially with that win in week two, overtime over Jefferson. Again, Fredericktown maybe licking their wounds a little bit, but playing some tough competition to begin the year. So again, Jordan will mark it off, and we'll get underway as Foster and Black await the opening kickoff at about the 10-yard line. You're listening to High School Football here on AM 1240 KFMO, KFMOsports.com, and the KFMO app. Jordan will kick it away, and we've got this week started. It's a short kickoff. Coming up on it is Black. He'll be the return man as he crosses the 30, runs into a man, gets a couple extra yards before he's taken down at about the 37-yard line. It's a good return here for Black, and the Rebels will have solid field position to start their opening drive.
Yep, it was a little bit of a higher, not necessarily an intentional pooch kick, but it was a little bit higher. August Black able to run up and get it basically off the shoe tops, and was able to put a nice return together, give Central great starting field position.
Central offense will take a little bit of time here, get some final words of wisdom before marching out to the field. They'll face first and 10. Get your American Family Insurance starting lineups after this first play. Again, that was your Boyd & Associates opening kickoff, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. It will be Brody Pigg to start things off at quarterback here for the Rebels. Played 99%. Actually, 100% of that game in the win over Jefferson. Plays whistle dead. We'll have a false start to start this one out. Nope, actually a delay of game. Excuse me. Didn't even notice the play clock hitting zero there. And so this game will start with a first down and 15. But again, Pig playing 100% of the snaps. Not something we really expected with what we had heard about the Rebels. But he played, aside from maybe the turnovers, very, very well in that one. He'll take the snap and shotgun. Screen play, pass caught by Nick Fowler. He has some blockers in front of him. Dukes to his left. Going to get back to about the original line of scrimmage. Fredericktown able to shed those blockers to get to Fowler before he could really make any good progress. It'll be second down and 10. Let's take a look at that Central starting offense. Of course, we just mentioned it is the sophomore Brody Pigg at quarterback. Your running back today, that's defending Little Caesars Pizza Player of the Game, sophomore August Black. You've got a couple wide receivers. That's Karis Foster. He's a junior. Nick Fowler, a senior. And a couple tight ends listed as well. The senior Chad Cosby and the senior Max Woods. Second down and 10 is a handoff to Black. He will shake off one tackler, but more Black Cats on the way. It'll be another short gain of one. Third down and 9 incoming. And up front on the line for Central, that's where you see the changes today. At left tackle to be the junior Keegan Sherrill. At left guard, junior Silas Richardson. At center, junior Chandler Leiberger. Right guard, it'll be the senior Dakota Bowers. And that's the right tackle, junior Abel Mills. Again, that's your starting offense for Central, coached by Corey Schweiss, longtime head coach of the Rebels. Later on the drive here, well, see how this play turns out. We'll get your starting defense for Fredericktown. Fowler sent in motion. Pig in shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Drops back to pass. Looking for the deep ball. Down the field. Has grabbed. That ball is caught. He's past the 25 to the 20. Finally taken down at the Fredericktown 15-yard line. A big pitch and catch. Make it 47 yards. And Pig showing off the arm there on third down to get the Rebels into the red zone.
Absolutely, and that time it was just a straight go route from Devin Graff, and that's great trust in your receiver to get basically open and really test this Fredericktown secondary for the first time tonight, and that sets Central up in the red zone early in this ball game.
Well, they place the ball at the 17, so rather make it a 45-yard pass on third down. Pig again in shotgun, takes a snap, but the play is whistled dead, and it looks like this time it may be a false start here for sure. got one wrong today. Let's see if we make it 0-2 to start. There's something there, but it's on Central. It'll be a 5-yard loss. First down and 15. Illegal motion. There you go. So, essentially, I was wrong again.
Yeah, and that's already two penalties on this drive. And we talked to Corey Schweiss pregame. He said penalties really killed us in the first game. It didn't really kill us last time out against Jefferson. But already two penalties on this opening drive to really set them behind the sticks.
Pig, a keeper on first down and 15. Gets a couple for, well, we'll make it about second down and 13. Let's quickly get you that Fredericktown starting defense here as we move inside the red zone. Take a look at Fredericktown up front. You're going to have four players primarily. Again, didn't really list starters, but you'll have the senior Braylon Barnett. You'll have the junior Maddox Nepper, junior Andrew Robbins, and junior Parker Oatman. You could also see Shane Snodgrass, Caden Crump, or Aiden Schultz up front on the line as well. Three linebackers, senior Mason Proffer, senior Hunter Royer, and junior Jesse Lewis. And then four defensive backs, including junior Connor McMinn, senior Blake Terry Brakefield, junior Caleb Fitz, and senior Derek Herbie. It's a handoff here to Karis Foster. He's going to get around the defender to about the 12-yard line. Flags after the play, and it looks like we might have a personal foul incoming. Dakota Bowers with his hands up as if to say, I tried to stop blocking him. We might have a little bit of excessive contact after the whistle. And if it's on Central, that's a bit of a killer.
Yeah, and that was going to be a positive play, but the looks like we're going to be backing it up against Fredericktown.
Yeah, it's actually against Fredericktown. So scratch that thought, and that's going to make it first down and goal. It was going to be about a gain of 10. Instead, it's first down and goal here from the 6. Again, by the way, those are your American Family Insurance starting lineups. Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Carsh Boulevard in Farmington. They're proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community because supporting you off the field is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Another handoff to Foster, trying to fight his way into the end zone, but Fredericktown finally able to push him back, but not before he gets to about the 3 or 2 yard line. They'll give him the 2, gain of 4 on the play, second down and goal. Foster really wanted that touchdown.
Yeah, and it was that super eye look that we saw at the end of the last game with Karis Foster in the backfield, kind of at the tail end of that. We've seen August Black back there as well, and they like the shiftiness of Foster going side to side, and he almost found ways into Pater.
Second down and goal again from the 2. Super eye formation once again. Pig going to try to force it in himself. Does he have the push from behind? A pile's going to form. No indication yet. Touchdown Central. A 4-minute drive. But Central finds their way through, face the third down, able to find the deep, deep pass down the right sideline. And from there, it's just a matter of moments before they punch it in for our game's opening score.
Yep, and Central did a good job of not letting the early penalties kind of derail the drive. They did good to be able to get positive yardage on basically every play. They were only stopped for no gain once. And so that is just a nice opening drive for Corey Schweiss's bunch.
Devin Graff on to attempt the PAT had the game winner a week ago. This one is up and through the uprights. Central will take a 7-0 lead. Extra points brought to you by Complete Vision Care. They offer quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. The ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. 8:20 to go here in the first quarter. Central leads 7-0. You're listening to high school football right here on AM 1240 KFMO.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again, or when one rental property turns into 2, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Short kick for Central off of the touchdown, but they play it well. Fredericktown kind of mishandling it, got over the head of one Black Cat, that being Hunter Royer. Zach Botville back to receive for Fredericktown, tried to return it, but by the time he was able to scoop it up, Central was already on top of him. It will be first down and 10 from the 21-yard line. So we see this Black Cats offense for the first time today, led out by Blake Terry Brakefield, new starting quarterback for the Black Cats. He has played the last 2 weeks, but Fredericktown, much like Central, they like to operate with a couple quarterbacks. Hand off to Botville on first down. He'll take it to the 25 for a gain of about four. Make it second down and six. Two quarterbacks, Kaysen Whitener, Blake Terry Brakefield, about the same size. 5'11", 5'10", each about 150 pounds. But Terry Brakefield will get the opportunity here on the game's opening drive. Another handoff here to Botville. And he'll get another yard to make it third down here in about four or so.
And it's interesting to see Fredericktown really trying to attack the interior of the central defensive front. And it looks like they're going to be playing more with four down linemen. We normally see them come out in a 3-4 look. And we'll see if that maybe continues or if maybe the linebackers are just kind of creeping forward trying to load the box up.
Might get to the Fredericktown starting lineup here. Apologies. We'll see how this third down play goes. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers lined up to the left. Central bringing the blitz. Fake handoff to Botville. It's a screen play thrown out to the left. Derek Irby on the reception. He crosses the 35. He's got the first down as he gets to about the 36-yard line or so. Needed four, got about nine. First down and 10, Fredericktown. So let's take a look at that Fredericktown starting offense. As we mentioned, it is the senior Blake Terry Brakefield starting things out today, and the senior Zach Botville will join him in the backfield. Got four wide receivers listed. You've got Derek Irby. You've got sophomore Ryder McMinn, junior Caleb Feltz, and junior tight end Caden Crump. And then up front, you'll have five linemen. Get that after this first down play. Shotgun formation. Fake the handoff. Terry Brakefield rolling out to his right. He's going to look toward the right sideline. Going to keep it himself. Tackle from behind as he crosses the 40 to about the 41. Gain of five. Second down and five incoming. So, on the left side, they have it listed as the strong tackle. That will be Andrew Robbins. He's a junior. Strong guard. That'll be the senior Aiden Schultz. Quick tackle over on the right side of the line, Matthew Hetty. And then the quick guard is sophomore Colton Collins. And your center today, how about sophomore Bladen Boswell? That is your starting offense for the Fredericktown Black Cats. We'll get the central starting defense here after this second down play. Now into pistol formation. And it's a handoff to Botville. Botville just powering his way through. It's going to be third down and short as he gets about four. It'll be third down and one. So Central's defense today, you've got three up front. It'll be the junior Silas Richardson on the end, nose tackle senior Wesley Williams, and the other defensive end, that's junior Abel Mills. Four linebackers, senior Dakota Bowers, junior Brody Diaz, senior Max Woods, and senior Chad Cosby. And then you'll have four defensive backs, including the senior Nick Fowler, sophomore August Black, junior Karis Foster, and junior Brady Schweiss. We have got ourselves a Central timeout. Central taking a timeout ahead of this third down play. So we will take a timeout as well. And starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance. Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. 5:41 left to go here in the first. 7-0 Central. Listen to high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader. AM 1240, KFMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Southeast Missouri Mental Health in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ludington and Festus.
Well, back here at Central High School, still under timeout here with 5:41 left to go in the first. During the timeout, as you might remember, it was charged to Central. Head coach Corey Schweiss came out well onto the field to have words with one of the officials. Not quite sure what it could be about, whether it be about a spot or not sure, but ultimately, it's not going to change the game situation any, but something might have irked Coach Schweiss there on the sideline. It'll be third down and one, ball on the Fredericktown 45. Connor Harbutt, Zach Pipkin with you on the call today. AM 1240 KFMO, KFMOsports.com, and the KFMO app. Terry Brakefield going to fake the handoff to Botfield. He's going to be taken down well in the backfield. I think I saw a flag come in there at the back end of that play, though, so we'll have to wait and see. Otherwise, it's going to be a loss of about three in a fourth down and four scenario.
Yeah, and we'll see what that penalty was on. And going back to the half, that break, I think they converted it into a water timeout because they pushed both teams back to the sidelines. But Corey Schweiss was at his own hash mark trying to figure out what was going on, as the penalty is a face mask against Central. So that'll give Fredericktown a free first down.
And it looks to be of the personal foul variety as well. So going to be even more yardage as we march into Rebel territory all the way to the Central 42-yard line.
Well, I think the play now is mute, but I think what he was trying to convey to the official was the pile was formed up 2 or 3 yards behind where they spotted the ball. I think that was what he was arguing about, but, man, he was heated getting into all the officials out there.
First down and 10, Fredericktown. Terry Brakefield on the option, keeps it himself, gets into the secondary, has himself another first down. This time he gets to about the 27-yard line, gain of 15. And, well, you could say the last time he ran that option, maybe made the wrong choice to keep it himself. That time, very much the better decision there, as he had a wide open gap.
Yeah, and I think he was trying to pass it, and I think he was able to just find a crease. And, you know, he is on the smaller side of being a quarterback, so he was kind of able to blend in with his lineman and try to just power forward, and he found a nice little gap. And nice to see him kind of getting off to a nice start here for these Black Cats.
Bought Bill an inch shorter than Whitener, but he is a little bit more powerfully built. Handoff here to Mason Proffer on first down and 10. He gets his first carry of the day. He'll take it to the, still marking it off, how about the 21? Solid gain. That'll make it second down and 3 as we send it to the studio for a quick update. Jared, what you got?
Connor, I got a score out of Kennett. The Dragons out of St. Genevieve playing the Kennett Indians. Jesse Schilly goes 22 yards to the house on the ground. Point after, good. 7-0 Dragons. Back to you guys.
Second down and 3, ball on the 21. Terry Brakefield again fakes the handoff. Again, it's another quarterback keeper. No, he decides to pass it. Great choice. Has his man, Caden Crump. He'll take it down to the 5-yard line. And we have an injured Rebel after the play. Down is Max Woods. He's on his knees, but he's already back up and heading off toward the sideline. I was 95% sure Terry Brakefield was going to keep that one, but no, he saw Crump open up, and he passed that right before he crossed that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was almost kind of the more traditional sidearm pass that we see so common in the NFL now, as he was really close to the line of scrimmage. I thought maybe he had crossed over it, but he was able to find his man and get his men inside the 10-yard line, and they're actually going to back it up a yard, so make it first and goal from the 6.
First and goal, as you said, on the 6-yard line. Fredericktown trying to tie things back up, or at least get back to within a point, pending any PAT tries. Again, Fredericktown does have a designated kicker, but we're going to have a timeout taken. This one's going to be taken by the Black Cats. So, Coach Steve Williams is going to take his first timeout. Each team will have two remaining for the first half. We take a timeout as well. 3:45 left to go in the first quarter of play. Central leads by 7 at the moment. 7-0. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
When seconds making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odle, Shelter Insurance, on East School Street in Bon Terre today, or call 358-3674.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bon Terre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bon Terre, Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
First down and goal from the 6-yard line, handoff to Botville. He has nowhere to go. He's going to lose yardage. Backs up 2 yards to the 8-yard line. It'll be second down and goal. 3:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Central leads 7-0. A 2-yard touchdown run for Brody Pig, the difference maker, and a Devon Graff PAT. Connor Harbutt, Zach Pipkin on the call tonight. Up top, Jay Sodal, Joel Booyer on camera. Back in the studio, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. Pistol formation, Terry Brakefield, the QB, hands it off here to Botbill. Botbill going to try his luck again. Flag thrown on the play. Gets across the five. Pyle's going to form and push him back. I think the initial spot is going to be about the five-yard line, but we got to see where this flag goes.
Yep, and it came from the middle of the field, so it looks like it'll be a holding against Fredericktown, and that's the call.
So that'll negate what would have been about a gain of three. It'll still be second down here. But they'll be backed up beyond the 15 all the way back to the 18-yard line. And again, Fredericktown still facing a goal line situation here. So we'll need to get a little bit on their high horse here. Going to need to look for the big play, perhaps.
Got three plays to get it in the end zone. Need about 6 yards a play. And this Fredericktown offense, they've had a pretty solid first opening drive.
Shotgun formation, one wide receiver each side. Terry Brakefield looking for the slant route across the middle, looking for Caleb Feltz. He can't hang on, though. Good coverage across the middle of the field. That was Nick Fowler, the DB. Credit him with breaking up the pass on that play. Had a little bit of help over the top from Brady Schweiss that time. It'll be third down and 17, third down and goal, I should say, from the 17.
Yep, and that time it was just a bullet pass that was going to be in a tight window. It was going to be an incredible catch either way, and that time Feltz just unable to hang on to the ball, and that's the first incomplete pass we've seen in this ball game.
Took the words right out of my mouth. 2 for 3 today. Has completions of 9 and 15 today. But couldn't find his man across the middle. Hand off to Proffer. Proffer looking to pass, throws it, and it's intercepted by Cosby. No, his foot was out of bounds. It'll be fourth down and goal. That was a halfback pass. They gave it off to Proffer, who kind of had a man already bearing down on him, kind of just chucked one up. The intended receiver in the area was Botbill. Cosby was really the only man who had a chance to bring that one down, but I guess his foot was just barely out of bounds. Still, though, it'll be fourth down and goal from the 17. We'll see if Fredericktown maybe brings on a field goal unit. Don't know if they much have a kicking team. They do have a dedicated kicker, but we saw it was a short kick in the opening play of the game.
Yeah, and that play may have been just a little too cute for the situation and the time that you're in. You know, obviously that's something that you may want to try to pull out later in the ballgame to surprise somebody, but from third and goal from the 18, that's an interesting decision.
Well, we'll have another timeout here before fourth down taken by Fredericktown. They are down to one timeout remaining here for this first half. We take a very quick timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Santagra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. We'll just send you back to the studio. Jared, what you got for us?
Guys, I got a score out of St. Genevieve. Another one. Ethan Ottens with a 32-yard reception touchdown. 14-0 Dragons after Ottens hits his second PAT of the game. And Festus leads Windsor late in the first quarter, 7-0. Elsewhere, North County's at DeSoto tonight. Potosi's at Valley Catholic. That's all conference play. Farmington battling Poplar Bluff at home. We'll send it back to you guys in Park Hills.
Thank you, Jared. Again, that was a Fredericktown timeout. They've got one remaining for the first half. It'll be fourth down and goal. It's a four wide receiver set. Terry Brakefield all alone in the backfield. You've got Botbill, Feltz, and Irby all to the left. I assume the lone man to the right. That would, I believe, be Ryder McMinn. Terry Brakefield takes a snap. No, it's Crump lined up to the right. Terry Brakefield trying to create some magic. Throws it towards the end zone. Incomplete. Turnover on downs. Terry Brakefield having to dance around some blitzers on that play. Max Woods, the linebacker, one of the men bearing down on him, kind of just lobbed one up for the back corner into kind of a jump ball situation, but he threw it a little bit too hard for really anybody to go get that one. Central has themselves a turnover here.
Yeah, and Central's gotten really good pressure off the ends of that line, and that time the play was designed for him to go ahead and roll out, kind of bootleg to his left, and there was already a defender right there, and he had to shake and bake and try to make some magic happen and just wasn't able to find his man in the blue turf down in the end zone, and that's a turnover on downs for Fredericktown.
Pig back out here for the second drive. Central starting again, first down and 10 on their own 17. Had much better starting field position for their first drive of the day. Pig takes a snap. It's a running back screen caught by Black. Black with some room. He's going to get past the 25 to around the 30, maybe the 32-yard line as Black lowers his shoulder, drops the boom for a couple extra yards. It's a gain of 15 on first down. We'll move the chains and do it again.
Yep, and that time it was just a good job by his blockers out front to basically give him some space, and he was able to kind of shrug off some upper body shoulder tackles and was able to kind of lower the boom, like you said, and get his way out of bounds.
Yeah, we know Black, definitely a player to watch for Central, not just this year, but for the years to come, just a sophomore, but he's very strong, also very quick, kind of the complete package. Definitely a player that Central lucked out into is not the right term there. Obviously, maybe grew up here in the Park Hills area, but definitely nice to have a young guy like that who is going to be generating some stats over the next couple of years. Quarterback keeper here for Pig. Speaking of young players with a couple of more years, Pig's going to find himself about a gain of 11. Second straight first down. Central's rolling here, already up to the Rebel 43-yard line.
Yeah, but that time it was just a straight quarterback designed run from the shotgun, and normally you don't see gaps open up like that, but he was just kind of able to bounce off and ping-pong around in the scrum in there and was able to basically push his way forward.
Two wide receivers left, two to the right. Pig, quick pass on the out route. Ball caught by Fowler. Dukes to his right. Steps on the sideline, still on his feet. Got a lot of extra yards there, kind of dancing along that right sideline. Into Fredericktown territory we go, down to the Black Cat. 40. Our sideline officials dancing around over there. How about the 42? We go from one 42 to the other. Gain of 16.
Yeah, but that time Fowler, he did a great job tiptoeing, and he nearly stepped out of bounds probably two or three times on that play alone, and was able to keep his feet within the white lines and was able to pick up a nice chunk of change. And like you mentioned, partner, Central is already moving this ball quite well.
Yet to see a second down here on this drive. Pig with the keeper. Hit by Proffer. Second man coming in, that being Oatman for Fredericktown. Hard hit, but Pig already back up. We'll see a second down now after a gain of two. Second down and eight, ball placed on the Black Cat 40-yard line.
Yeah, and I like the way that Brody Pig has come out to start this ball game. Not afraid to take pressure, not afraid to take hits, able to kind of put the ball in the right places that because we saw him have maybe a really tough game last week against Jefferson. He's come out and looking really good so far here in week three.
Yeah, has really taken the reins here, kind of in this starting role. Pig dropping back to pass on second down. Ball is caught out on the left-hand side of the field. That being Brody McIntyre. Spins around, gets the first down as we get to about the 31-yard line. Gain of nine. Pig 5 for 5 to start this game through the air and already racking up the yardage. Nothing really fancy on that route that time. Just a simple out route. Pig able to float one up and Fredericktown kind of playing soft on the receivers that time. Brody Cole was able to bring it in there to get the yardage.
Yep, and that, I mean, he was able to kind of make a quick cut and loop around the defender that was out there, put his hand in the dirt, and was able to get probably another 5 yards after the catch.
Could be the final play here of the first quarter. Keeper for Pig. As he gets a modest gain here, looks to be about 4 or 5. And yeah, that will be the final play here in this first quarter. So a 2-yard touchdown run for Brody Pig. Well, sets the stage as Central will take a lead into the second quarter, 7-0. They are outside the red zone, but knocking on the door. When we come back, we'll swap sides and start it all over again. Another 12 on the board. You're also high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric powers hometown pride, supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Don't forget, Chiefs football coming up this Sunday on AM 1240 KFMO. The Chiefs at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Got that Super Bowl rematch coming up this weekend. Pre-game at noon, kickoff at about 1 o'clock or so. Again, you can listen right here on AM 1240 KFMO. Second down and 5, ball on the 26-yard line as we start the second quarter. Central leads Fredericktown 7-0. Play is Well, we had a bit of a half-hearted whistle there, looking for a flag. I don't see one. Was that an accidental whistle, or?
I think we're about to find out, as it's the near side judge who's walking out and may have gotten a timeout by Central, if I had to guess.
No indication here, but the two teams have head off over to the sideline. You had about half the players on the field stop playing. The other half kind of continue on, and that can kind of be not dangerous, maybe dangerous, depending on what quite happens. It's not ideal, especially if maybe one of your players who stops playing gets kind of trucked by somebody maybe who still is, but whatever it is, they still have two timeouts on the board here for Central. There's been no indication that the Rebels did take a timeout, and Fredericktown still has their one as well. So still, we've run 7 seconds off the clock.
Which, if that, really, play, if that play never got off, we should be starting with a full 12 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, we are. So they did just put up 12 on the board. So forget that just happened. Let's get it going here. Again, second down and 5, ball on the 26-yard line. Cole set in motion over to the right, and now we'll get a flag that blows the whistle dead. And it looks like it's going to be a penalty here on Central. False start here on the Rebels.
And that's the third pre-snap penalty in this ballgame already for Central, and that has really kind of, it hasn't necessarily hampered their drives yet as they've come on early downs, but that is something that Corey Schweiss really stressed to us pregame, was that they have not played clean yet, and I think these penalties may start to add up here if they continue on in this ballgame.
Four wide receivers set, Black in the backfield alongside Pig. You've got Cole and Foster to the left. Pig takes a snap, it's a designed keeper into the second line, and he'll get most of those yards back here on second down and 10. It'll be about third down and 6. Looks to be 4 here for the quarterback. Pig also the workhorse back so far for Central. Now up to 5-6 carries for the day. That includes that 2-yard touchdown run back in the first. 30 seconds gone by here in the second quarter. Again, 7-0 Central. Foster sent in motion, looking for the snap, looking to get Fredericktown to jump. The Black Cats don't bite. Now they'll run the play. Pig, quick screen over to Foster. What can he do with it? He's going to cross the 25 around the first down marker. He's pushed out of bounds. And it looks like he may. Now we'll have to get the spot first. But he's awfully close to that marker. And another simple screen play for Central. Sometimes you just don't really have to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes you just need to give it to an athlete and let him do what he does best.
Absolutely, and they've been challenging this Fredericktown's secondary to kind of cover them side to side rather than up the middle, and it's paid out pretty well so far, as Brody Pig is now 6 of 6 to start his evening.
First down and 10. They did give him the first down. Ball on the 20-yard line. We're in the red zone for the second time tonight. On the Fredericktown side, that is. Pig going to hand it off here to Black. He swallowed up for maybe minimal gain, as that Fredericktown defensive line able to get to him immediately that time. Second down and 10, no gain on the play.
Yeah, nice job to stiffen up on that play, kind of try to take some of the wind out of the sails of the Rebels and try to get them a little bit behind the sticks, as it was a no gain that time.
And you've got some athletes up on that front four. You've got your tight end, Caden Crump, who also lines up as a wide receiver, tight end, kind of hybrid on that end. And you have some big guys in the middle. Second down and 10. Pig takes a snap. It's another quick out route caught by Foster. One-on-one, able to evade one would-be tackler, but that just gives more Black Cats time to get to him here. He's going to be taken down the backfield for a loss. The initial man there, that was Connor McMinn, who is the team's leading tackler as a defensive back. You don't see that every day. Wasn't able to get the tackle himself, but he spun Foster around, and Foster wasn't really able to get going, move north to south, as the Black Cats were able to kind of close in on him there. It'll be third down and 11.
Yeah, and that's just a good job of playing team defense, kind of making the initial stand. You don't necessarily have to make the tackle, but you have to slow him up just enough to let the cavalry arrive and kind of help clean everything up.
Pig, keeper, trying to follow Black through the hole. Spun around and taken down as he gets about 3. And Central's going to face a fourth down here at the 18-yard line. And we've got another hurt Rebel. There is a Rebel still down there. The official is in front of the number, but it looks like it's going to be one of those linemen, and it looks like that would be, I believe, that is Dakota Bowers, who is hurt for the Rebels. So we'll go ahead and take ourselves a break as they check on Bowers down on the field. It seems to be a right leg issue. 9:42 left to go here in the second quarter. Central leads 7-0. It's fourth down and 8 when we come back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
Back in studio. Got a quick update before we get you back out to Connor Harbin and Zach Pipkin down the road at Rebel Stadium. Festus leads Windsor early in the second quarter, 21-0. Farmington on the board first against Poplar Bluff with a passing touchdown. 1 minute left in the first quarter, 7-0 Knights. Back out to you guys. That's the Out of Town Scoreboard brought to you by Mineral Area Overhead Door.
Thank you, Jared. Again, Dakota Bowers, the injured Rebel on the previous play. He is able to walk to the sideline under his own power, but with a pronounced limp on that right leg. So they will check on him. Michael McMeekin listed on the depth chart as his replacement, although looks like they are going to do some shuffling on the line elsewhere. So we'll try to get his replacement here, but it is fourth down and 8, and Central's going to go for it. Pig takes a snap as he rolls out toward his right. Looking back across his body, has Fowler. Ball is caught about the 10-yard line, and it looks like Central's going to convert here on fourth down. Needed 8, got about 10. It'll be first and goal here from the 8-yard line.
Yeah, and that time everybody was rolling to the far sideline, and Fowler was just kind of able to break free and kind of wait for that pass from Pig. And that was just a well-thrown ball as the Rebels are now inside the 10-yard line once again. We'll see if they try to go power.
First down and goal from the 8. Again, that's a tricky pass for Pig to make. Most quarterbacks do not like throwing kind of back across their body. If you're a right-handed quarterback, you don't really want to be throwing to the left, but had all kinds of time to set his feet and really make sure he had that ball on target. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Handoff to Black on first down. Hit, but falls forward to about the maybe 7, maybe 6-yard line. It'll be about 2 or 3. Second down and goal.
Really haven't seen August Black's number called a whole lot in this ballgame. We'll see if maybe that will be a factor later on.
Couple substitutions here. Brody Diaz onto the field for Central. Diaz, a player we see mostly using the offensive way. Not listed on the depth chart for this week's offense. But Diaz is going to kind of line up as the fullback here in this formation. You've got Black and Foster, halfbacks in this super eye. Hand off to the deep back. It's Foster somehow able to clear his way and score. Touchdown Central. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a huge pile of bodies, and somehow Foster stays upright, kind of dances his way in for the 6-yard score, 13-0 Central.
Yeah, but it was a different kind of jumbo package look for Central this week compared to last week against Jefferson. And like you mentioned, Foster, he was kind of able to just kind of pick and choose his way through the mass of bodies on that right side of the line. And he was able to kind of cut back across the field and was able to dance his way into the end zone.
PAT attempted by Devin Graff, trying to make it a 14-point lead, up and away. End over end and through. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. The other choice for glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health since 1966. A 7-yard touchdown run for Karis Foster puts the Rebels out by 2 scores. 14-0 with 8:09 left to go in the half. Nelson High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader and 1240 KFMO.
Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, cozy couches, elegant dining tables, essential bedroom furnishings, and stylish fireplaces, all at great deals. At Cornerstone, we specialize in turning your house into a home. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style with our quality furniture. Your dream home is just a visit away. Experience the difference at Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where we make every corner of your home a reflection of unique style and comfort preferences. Located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ludington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Kickoff after the touchdown, going to head out of bounds. Neff's kick. Let go by Blake Terry Brakefield, the return man. Ends up being a good call on his part as eventually, and just barely, rolls out of bounds around the 10-yard line. So, Fredericktown will get good field position for what is their second drive of the game. Haven't had a whole lot of drives here in this one, mostly because these two teams have kept that clock running. We haven't really seen too many plays to stop the clock tonight.
No, and it's been a lot of forward momentum and a lot of long, churning drives. Fredericktown had a really nice drive, and then it kind of stalled out in the red zone with the holding penalty, and that kind of really derailed any momentum they had. And now they're going to try to find an answer here with about 8 minutes left to go on this first half clock.
Terry Brakefield will come back out to lead the offense once again. Excuse me, this is their third offensive drive of the game. Hand off here to Botville, the deep back on first down. He'll get a yard. It'll be second down and nine. Well, no, this is. Unless I've somehow gotten all up into a tizzy. First drive did end in a turnover on downs.
Yes.
And I think that's all they've gotten tonight.
Yes. We've had two drives each side now with that last play.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. I might be from the future. Second down and nine. We'll send it to the studio for a brief update after this play. As Terry Brakefield takes a snap and again hands it off to Botville. Botville's got some guys ahead of him. Just follows the big man through the gap for a solid gain of about six or seven. It'll be third down and short as we send it over to Jared for another update.
Quickly, Connor, a 15-play, 70-yard drive for Potosi as they score first against Valley Catholic late in the first quarter, 7-0. Valley answered less than 2 minutes later into the second quarter, a 9-yard rushing touchdown by the birthday boy, Evan Fowler. PAT good. They're tied in St. Genevieve.
That was a gain of 5 for Botville on second down, and then a gain of 1 on third down. That'll make it fourth down and 3 here for Fredericktown. Ball on the Black Cat 42-yard line, and so far haven't shown like they're going to punt the football. Did have a punter listed. That would be Terry Brakefield, but he does line up in shotgun formation. They're going to run a play here, fakes the handoff, throws it out to Feltz on the screen, but his knee is on the ground. It's another turnover on downs, and the Rebels take over in Fredericktown territory.
Yeah, that was just going to be a tough pitch and catch anyway to try to give Feltz any kind of forward momentum and put Terry Brakefield in a spot where he could actually get him a ball kind of in stride. And yeah, that's a tough decision. I don't mind the aggressiveness trying to get an answer here early in this ball game, but that play call just did not set their team up for success, and that gives Central great field position as they'll start at the Fredericktown 40.
Yeah, Central has not had trouble moving the ball today. Two drives, two touchdowns. But this will be their best field position here tonight. First down and 10. Pig still the quarterback. He'll take the snap, throws it out to the left. Ball caught by Foster. Foster wrapped up and taken down at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It'll be second down and 10. The initial throw was about 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage to allow Foster to maybe get that downhill speed going. Problem was, Fredericktown able to keep out in front of him. We're more than happy to meet him at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down again from the 40 as we near the halfway point.
And I think Fredericktown's really kind of tightened up that cushion that they're giving these central receivers, as they're not really going to allow them to have anything kind of out in the flats, as that's really what's hurt them so far early in this ball game. We'll see if Central maybe counters with some more deep strikes, and got a timeout, and I think we are going to have a water break.
That will be an official timeout for a water break before we could get to the second down and 10. 5:59 on the clock here. Second down and 10. When we come back, 14-0 Rebels. with the Rebels starting this drive in good field position. We'll see if they can't make it three scores before the break. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkman Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone. Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Another pass out to the flats here on second down and 10. Nick Fowler trying to move down the right sideline, dives forward, going to get about... Yeah, it's close to the first down marker. Looks like they're going to give him the 31, which means he'll end up a yard shy. Third down and one. Here, 5:50 left to go in the half. Central leading 14-0. Week three of the high school football season. Connor Harbitt, Zach Pipkin here calling the action tonight. Up top on the roof, Jay Sodal, Jewel Bouyer on camera. And then back in studio central, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. A six-man crew for you here on this Friday night. Glad you could join us wherever that may be. Pig hands it off on third down and one. Black fighting for that yard, and it looks like he got it. Needed one, got one. It'll be first down and 10. Ball on the Fredericktown 30-yard line.
We're waiting on them to move the sticks, and I think they will now.
And yeah, it's almost certainly a first down.
Yeah, they gave.
I don't think there was any argument there. That ball was well in front of the 30.
Yeah, he got the 30 and about a ball length after that. So, new set of downs for the Rebels as they've been very efficient in moving the ball forward in this ball game. Not really taking many chances, kind of backwards. They've been very, very consistent in moving the ball forward and getting good drives out of it.
First down and 10. Pig and shotgun sends a man in motion. It's a handoff, wide receiver reverse. Fowler, his first carry of the day as he cuts it upfield to about the 26. Gain of four. It'll be second down and six. Fowler had to kind of evade one would-be tackler in the backfield. Once he got around, decided, you know what? I might just try to cut it upfield and see what we can get here. Gets four.
And Fredericktown's had decent pressure kind of getting into the backfield. They just really haven't been able to stop the athleticism that Central has kind of in that backfield with Foster and Black and Pig and Fowler. We really haven't seen them be able to get a loss. They've been able to get back in there and cause a little bit of chaos. But Central's been very composed in trying to get forward yardage.
Only backwards play today for Central was through the air. They lost one. Here is a throw out to the flats. Karis Foster with the catch. Pushes his blocker out of the way. Pushed out of bounds. At about the 17-yard line. Gain of nine and a first down for Central. We're inside the red zone with a new set of downs. Foster, that's his third catch of the day. No, excuse me. Yeah, no, fourth catch of the day. Good for 15 yards today. Averaging just under 4 yards per catch. First down and 10. Again, ball on the Fredericktown 17 inside the red zone. Pistol formation. Pig takes a snap. It's a handoff to Black. Black is swallowed up. Gain of one. Second down and nine. And you and I were talking about this over the break. Dakota Bowers had to come over to the sideline. Still on the bench. Still out of the game. Had to bring in the backup. And Central's not really been able to find that same success up the middle that they were earlier in the game.
No, and they're really trying to get something established there, and Fredericktown's done a good job of really clogging that up, but they still have not been able to really effectively stop going the east to west plays. They've been able to stop north and south, but on the edges, they've been kind of been gashed a little bit. They may have to get tightened up here in the second half, and the end of the first half is we're under 4 minutes to go.
Pig gonna try to take it up the middle himself. Hit in the backfield. Flag is thrown. Going to be a gain of three or four before the flag. It's holding called here on Central. We're going to back it up. It'll be second down, but it'll be second down and 20.
Yep, and that flag came from the referee behind the play. And he was very decisive in his call, and that'll put Central behind the sticks. And they've had at least one penalty every drive so far tonight, partner. And I don't think that's how Corey Schweiss and his bunch probably drew it up, but it hasn't really hindered them so far, as they've been kind of able to counteract that. But this is their first penalty that wasn't of the five-yard variety, so now they're going to be really kind of backs to the wall a little bit.
Ball's now on the 27-yard line. Again, second down and 20. 3:43 left to go in the first half. Man set in motion. That's Fowler. He takes the handoff. Tries to again cut it upfield. We get more flags. Gain of one or two before the penalty comes in. This time it came in at the end of the play. So while we figure that out, let's send it back to the studio. Jared.
Connor, thanks. Noah Lashley gets North County on the board a minute before halftime, leading DeSoto 7-0, a 15-yard rushing touchdown, point after good. Back to you guys.
We got an accidental face mask here in Park Hills called against Fredericktown. So despite maybe only getting one or two on the carry, Central will get credit for five as they make it second down and 15. Ball now on the 22 of the Blackcats, now under 3.5 to go here in this first half. Central getting the play from the sideline. Play clock lines down to about 10. Pig again in shotgun formation with Black joining him in the backfield. Two wide receivers each side. Pig will look to his right. Ball might have been tipped. It falls incomplete. I say might have been. It definitely was. And that might have been the defensive end, Caden Crump, getting around and getting a hand on it.
Yeah, well, that breaks up Brody Pig's 11 for 11 night, as he'll now be 11 of 12. He's been very efficient through the air, not making any unnecessary decisions. He's been able to kind of all the short yardage throws, been really easy pitches and catches, and that time, like you mentioned, just able to kind of, the Fredericktown defense was kind of able to get a paw up and knock it kind of to the side.
So third down and 15, almost certainly four down distance. Dropping back, it's a design screenplay, but Black nowhere to go. Playing that one perfectly was Mason Royer. The linebacker for Fredericktown knew that play was coming around, immediately locked on to Black, and drops him for a big loss. All the way back to the 26-yard line, a loss of four. And it's fourth down and 19 to go. And Central's got a choice now. They have a kicker. We've seen Devin Graff, but it's a long, long field goal, about 46 yards or so. So I think you just kind of go for it and hope for the best.
Yep, I think that would be stretching his range. As we saw him, he had the leg for the 35-yarder at the end of regulation last week, but that'd be quite a stretch, especially from the near hash where you'd have to be trying to push it rather than pull that ball back across the field.
Yeah, so they're just going to go for it here on fourth down and 19, most likely just going to see him air it out. Pig dropping back, looking toward the left sideline, going toward the end zone, leaping up and making the grab. It's Brody Cole, first down Central. Well, just air it up and hope for the best, and that's exactly what Central did, as Pig puts a dime into Brody Cole, and it's first down and goal for the Rebels. Nice ball there. I thought they were going to go to Foster down the left sideline. Instead, Pig maybe kind of fools me, maybe fools you. Nothing gets by you. I don't know why I'm saying that, but ultimately finds a gain of 22. To set up first down and goal from the four.
Nice route up the seam by Brody Cole, and able to kind of find him there, and sets Central up in great field position.
Jumbo formation. Karis Foster gets the handoff, and he pushes way in. Touchdown Central. Second touchdown run of the day for Foster, this time from 4 yards out. And the Rebels take a 3-score lead here in the first half. Pending the PAT, 20-0 Rebels.
Yep, and that time just giving the ball off to Foster, kind of from, like you mentioned, 4 yards out, and he was able to pick his way through, kind of how the last touchdown run occurred for him, and he's been in the end zone twice, and that's normally where we normally see him, as he's one of the best athletes that Central has.
Bad hold. Graff somehow gets that ball away. We did have a flag thrown. Kick ends up way short, but let's see where this flag is before we move on over. I think it might, well, I think it's going to be on Fredericktown, and Central is going to send out the conversion unit. They're going to try to go for two here.
Yeah, but it was one of the gunners on the near side kind of got a little bit of an early start, and so that'll half the distance, and we'll see Central go for two now and try to get the extra point along with the extra yard.
Well, Central will get a second chance here. Again, not sure if the problem is on the snap or the hold. Somehow, Braden Patterson was able to get that ball down so Graff could at least get some airtime on it. But it was way, way short. A lineup and power eye. Pig just going to go for the quarterback sneak. It looks like he's got the push behind him. Fouls right on the goal line. They'll say it's good. 2 points for Central. So it's a 3-score lead for the Rebels, 22-0. With 2:21 left to go here in this first half, we'll take a quick break and come right back. You're listening to High School Football Week 3 here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Need mobile home repairs? R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service is your one-stop solution. Doors, windows, plumbing, skirting, roof coating, and more. Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service at Highway 67 and Y in Valley Mines, 636-937-9898.
On the field, every play counts. Off the field, every moment matters. Heart and Soul Hospice proudly supports our athletes and our community, helping families make the most of life's precious time.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
4-yard touchdown run. Karis Foster and a converted 2-point try. Puts the Central Rebels up here in the first half. 22-0 with 2:21 left to go. Here in the half, at least. Connor Harbitt, Zach Pipkin with you. We've got a short break here before the kickoff. Now we'll get underway as Neff sends one again toward the left sideline. This time going to be returned by Terry Brakefield. Has to kind of shuffle his feet to get forward movement here, but he's going to find his way through for a big, big return. He's past the 45, the 40, and the 30. He's going to be eventually taken down. Well, they're going to give him the 32. A big return for Blake Terry Brakefield, but there is a flag back at the 40-yard line. Terry Brakefield, I thought, was going to get swallowed up. It took him a long time to get going, but once he did, it seemed like he basically just knew where to go. Unfortunately, for Fredericktown, they might not get to keep the yardage here.
Yep, and everybody's starting to walk back towards the location of that flag as the officials are still having a discussion about it. It's probably going to be a hold. I don't think it was a block in the back, as there was a Rebel that over-pursued Terry Brakefield on the return. And he was able to kind of cut back behind him and get to the sideline.
Fredericktown already marching back. Is actually, we're going to get the other official in. It is going to be a penalty on Fredericktown. The question is, where do we place this football? It won't be in Rebel territory. We know that much. As Terry Brakefield has his arm stretched out wide. And he doesn't really know what's going on here or where the flag may come in. But it's going to march him back a long, long way. It's a substitution infraction. They're going to say somebody ran out of bounds and came back in. And I think, well, who would that have been? Terry Brakefield caught that one just outside the right hash.
Yeah, and he was basically the closest player near sideline here. Yeah, I'm not sure where that infraction comes from. That may be the first time I've ever seen a substitution penalty go against somebody mid-return.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the penalty. You can't be the first to touch the ball if you go out of bounds. It's the same thing in basketball as well, in case you were curious. But it's the call here, and it takes Fredericktown all the way back to their own 25-yard line. So if you're wondering the yardage on that penalty, essentially, it is a 45-yard penalty or so. The ball was going to be at the Central 32. So a little less than 45, 43 yards. I'll just go ahead and be specific. It'll be first down and 10. Still 2:09 left to go in the half, but Fredericktown just one timeout remaining. Terry Brakefield takes a snap here on first down. Tucks it. Going to run. No, this is actually going to be Kaysen Whitener, the second QB, with Terry Brakefield kind of taking a running back role. Whitener looking to run. He gets about it. Maybe a yard, second down and 9. Again, Whitener, the first 2 weeks of the season, has mostly been the starting QB. More pass attempts, more rushing yards, and the like. But Fredericktown going for a different look today. Here's a ball thrown, slant route across the middle. Was that ball intercepted? I think it was. Interception Central, Nick Fowler coming through, jumping in front of the ball on the inside slant. And Central has great field position as they will try to make this a four-score game before the half.
Yeah, but that time, like you mentioned, it was just a good job by Fowler to kind of overcut that route, kind of get in front of the receiver, Feltz, and thought maybe Feltz had come up with it anyway, but Fowler did a good job to corral that and get right down on the ground, and that'll give Central the ball at the Fredericktown 30 with 1:40 left to go. And two timeouts, they're in prime position to, like you mentioned, make it a four-score game.
Our first turnover of the game. Didn't see a turnover on downs earlier, but our first pure turnover of the game means the Central Rebels take over. First down and 10, ball on the 30. Pig sends a man in motion, takes a snap, looking toward the right sideline. Just going to air it up into double coverage. And that ball is caught. Touchdown Central. How did Devin Graff come up with that football? Into double coverage. I'm going to be honest with you, Zach. It wasn't really the best choice, but somehow Graff is able to come up with that ball and fall into the end zone for a Rebel touchdown.
Well, sometimes the breaks just fall your way, partner. I think that play was designed to be that way anyway. We saw that play work earlier in the ballgame. That was a 45-yard connection between Pig and Graff. And that time they were able to kind of – he was basically in the middle, like you mentioned, double coverage, and was able to just kind of rip it away from everybody else and roll into the end zone. I think the officials even were kind of surprised that he had the ball. He looks up and is like, where's my touchdown? And they finally gave it to him.
Well, Graff will make it a 7-pointer for himself as he boots it through the uprights to make it 29-0 here in the first half. A minute 31 left on the clock. Again, here in the second quarter, 30 yards from Pig to Graff. We'll come right back. You're listening to High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cozine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Proud to be a part of high school sports, Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematorium, 217 West Columbia in Farmington.
Imagine a place where sweet and savory meets tasty delicious. You must be thinking of Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi. Soft-served ice cream with your choice of toppings or crispy tenders with dipping sauces to fulfill your taste buds. Farmington and Potosi Dairy Queens are proud sponsors of high school sports.
This is Corey Schweiss, head coach of the Central Rebels, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
All Rebels tonight, 30 yards. The touchdown pass from Brody Pig to Devin Graff. They lead the Fredericktown Black Cats 29-0. Here's another kick, going to be fielded by Terry Brakefield. He'll try to return it up the middle. Tries to hurdle a man, but is tripped up and taken down about at the 36-yard line. Another solid return for Terry Brakefield. The Black Cats look for anything here in this final 90 seconds in this first half. Hey, I want to thank some sponsors. That's Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odell of Bonterre, Belgrade State Bank in Deloge, Farmington, and Potosi, Denny Motors in Farmington, and Number 9 Coffee in Ledington. Again, a minute 25 left to go in the half, and Fredericktown really trying to pick up the pieces. These final few minutes of this first half, have really kind of fallen apart on him here. We're maybe looking at a two-score deficit, or maybe three at the most, now trailing by 29. Play thrown out to the flat, looking for Derek Irby, can't hang on. Terry Brakefield back in at quarterback for the Black Cats, and he comes up limping. And it looks like, well, we'll see if he stays on in. He is going to come back to the huddle, so he's good to continue, but it is going to be an incomplete pass. That time, Irby just unable to hang on.
Yeah, and I think he just kind of maybe spun and rolled an ankle trying to get that ball out to the flat, and it looks like it didn't bother him too long as he's back out there as they're getting ready to line up at the pistol.
Bot Bill is the back. Two wide receivers lined up to the left. You've got a tight end to the right. Hand off to Bot Bill on second down. He'll push his way through for two. Third down and seven. Third down and eight incoming here. And I'd imagine if Fredericktown doesn't get the first down here, they're just going to let this clock run down as low as possible. Under a minute to go here in the first half, and Fredericktown really showing no urgency here.
Yeah, and they'll be the ones to get the ball back. I think, like you mentioned, I think this is just kind of damage control. Try to get a first down here. Try to get something going here. Is it that opening drive? Really, you kind of thought maybe Fredericktown had a good look in this ball game, and now it's kind of turned on its head. They need something to just kind of right the ship.
Handoff here. Mason Proffer on the end around, pushing it toward the left sideline. Stiff arms one man, now gets it up the left sideline. Another stiff arm to Brody Diaz before he shoved out of bounds. Around the first down marker, 28.8 on the clock. It looks like it is going to be fourth down. It'll be fourth down and one on the gain of seven there for Proffer. Proffer tight end, but gets a couple carries here and there. Man, a couple hard stiff arms thrown there. But mission accomplished, I guess, for Central, as eventually you do push him out of bounds.
Yep, and Fredericktown's able to save that timeout. If they're able to get a fourth down conversion here, maybe try to get a look at the end zone before the first half clock runs out.
Shotgun formation for Terry Brakefield, trying to get Central to jump. They don't, not going to fall for it. A look back toward the sideline, and now we'll have a flag thrown. Did Fredericktown take a timeout? Yes, they did. It looks like Fredericktown going to take that final timeout, unfortunately, with the clock stopped, but to avoid... Oh, no, they're going to call the penalty. I thought, judging by the way Fredericktown had started walking over to the sideline, that they had taken that timeout. No, it's actually going to be a delay game. So that fourth down and one turns into fourth and six. But I guess kind of good news for Fredericktown. You still have that timeout if you need it, if you're able to turn out something here.
Yeah, I think you're looking for a big chunk play here. You're probably just trying to chuck it as far as you can and try to see if you can get yourself set up maybe for another couple heaves at the end zone.
Something to note, it is fourth down, so Central would get good field position if they don't convert. Throw across the middle, incomplete. Intended receiver was Caden Crum, but Central's going to get it here. 23 seconds. Ball is going to be on the 41-yard line. So if you're the Rebels, do you really try to pour salt in the wound? Do you go for it here? Do you just see if Pig can turn out a little more magic with his receivers?
I wouldn't mind it. I think, you know, you're still at the point now where as long as, you know, you're smart with the ball, and they've got two timeouts, they can definitely try to work the sidelines a little bit. They don't necessarily have to try to chuck it at the end zone like we saw on the last drive, as I think Fredericktown's going to call that final timeout now.
They will. So both teams going to head off to the sideline. That'll be Fredericktown's final timeout here of the second quarter with 23.3 left on the clock, and the Rebels holding the football on the Fredericktown 40. We take a quick break. We'll come right back. Again, 29-0. Central leads Fredericktown here in Park Hills. This is high school football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Join Otaki Lake KOA September 20th for their Frontier Fest, including a craft fair with local handmade goods. This campground event also features hay rides, a petting zoo, and more. Come experience the beauty at Otaki Lake KOA, located at 1224 Wade 318 in Patterson.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilstermary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
First down and 10, ball on the 40. It's a four wide receiver set, one back in the backfield alongside Pig, 23.3 on the clock. It's a quick screen thrown out to Fowler, has trouble picking it up, incomplete. 3 seconds off the clock, 20.4 remaining here in the half. I think Central has kind of shown their hand. They're going to try to move the ball down the field here a little bit. Maybe try to make it a 30-plus point game heading into the half.
Yeah, and they may try to work more side to side rather than trying to, you know, just try to basically chuck it at the end zone a couple times. I think they're going to be very deliberate in how they attack here. I don't think they're looking to run up the score, but they are definitely going to be looking to move forward.
Pig looking to chuck one down the middle of the field. Has Foster. Ball is caught at about the 15-yard line. Cuts back to his left to the 5. Touchdown, Central. Karis Foster with his third touchdown of the day. This one is through the air, 40 yards to the house. And Central takes a 35-point lead now on Fredericktown, pending this PAT. Central is just having all kinds of success deep today.
Yep, and that time it was just a nice route by Foster to kind of just plant himself in the middle of the Fredericktown defense, and a nice job by Brody Pick to find him and deliver a nice ball that gave him a chance to run after the catch and let Foster kind of do the rest, as he was able to get the extra 15 basically from where he caught it to find the house.
Graff on to attempt the PAT. Another awkward hold, but Patterson does well to recover. Graff through the uprights. 36-0. Complete Vision Care brings you that extra point. They offer quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus. The ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes or other eye diseases. Another touchdown for Central, 36-0, with 11.4 left to go in the half. We'll come right back. You're listening to High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hills is your pet's paradise. Leave your furry friends in expert hands, ensuring they look and feel pawfect. Call them 573-482-0163 in Park Hills, where pets are pampered to perfection.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston has everything from chicken and dumplings to sandwiches to steaks and ribs. The pass-arounds are delicious family favorites. The desserts are amazing and all topped off with the famous throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, 1800 West State Highway J in Sykeston.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
11.4 seconds left to go in the half. Terry Brakefield going to return another. Actually, no, excuse me, that's Zach Botbill on the return. So he'll take it down the right sideline to about the 38. Tell you what, for all this today the Black Cats have had, kickoff returns have not been one of them. Big return for Botbill this time. They have 4 seconds. We'll see what Fredericktown elects to do with that 4 seconds. But a 40-yard touchdown pass, Brody Pig to Karis Foster. Second touchdown pass of the day for Pig. Third touchdown overall for Foster. This Central offense has really been effective. They've found what works against this Fredericktown defense. Looks like Fredericktown is just going to get under center. Looks like they'll just go ahead and take the knee, and that'll take us into the locker rooms. First half, all Rebels. They lead 36-0 here at their home stadium here in Park Hills. And with that, we go ahead and move on into the Midwest Sports Center halftime report. We'll take ourselves a couple of minutes. We will come back, and of course, we'll have highlights, we'll have stats, we'll have more as well. We'll get you all locked in for the third and fourth quarters tonight. 36-0 Central, you're listening to High School Football here on AM 1240, KFMO.
I'm Dr. Derek Wiles. Come see me at Complete Vision Care, where we now offer Optos retinal imaging as a substitute for routine dilations. Skip the 6 hours of light sensitivity and blurry vision next time you see me.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Start September off smart. We're serving up savings and making it simple to swap keys for something spectacular. This September, we want to invite you to swap keys. At Sam Sisson Ford, we have been driving the community forward since 1937. And now it's your turn to get behind the wheel of something new. Looking to drive away in a newer car, truck, or SUV this September? At Sam Sisson Ford, we make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, bring us your current vehicle for no-hassle appraisal. That's right, no pressure. Just an easy evaluation. 2, we'll give you max value for your trade-in. That means more money in your pocket to put towards your next ride. 3, our finance team will go the extra mile to find the perfect plan for you. Low interest rates and lenders looking to approve? We have you covered. For 87 years, Sam Sisson Ford has been your trusted hometown dealer, serving our community and customers. Let's swap keys this September, and we'll help you drive off in the vehicle you've been dreaming of. Visit us today at Sam Sisson Ford, the home of the forever warranty, or check us out online at SissonFord.com.
Offers require bank approval. See dealer for details.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Go team!
Slosser Orthodontics offers orthodontic care unique to every patient's treatment needs. With both traditional braces and Invisalign therapies available, they make sure to address your dental concerns to achieve a smile that is both healthy and beautiful. Slosser Orthodontics, 603 North Maple Street in Farmington.
Catfish Kettle, a landmark in our community for nearly 38 years, serving fresh, made-to-order catfish, chicken, shrimp, and so much more. Enjoy their drive-thru, delivery, or dine-in options. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner today at Catfish Kettle in Farmington, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
From engine repair to collision repair, Keen Performance in Bonterre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keen Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bonterre, proud supporter of high school sports.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
Gifford Lumber Company of Farmington has been supplying homeowners and builders with tools, lumber, hardware, and the advice they need to tackle any project, serving the area since 1950. Hometown proud and ready to help. Gifford Lumber Company on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report and our broadcast game. Central and Fredericktown, 36-0. I'm Jared Pettis, KFMO Sports Director, and Braden Cooley here in studio at Studio Central in Park Hills, Missouri, as we take you around the league and what's happening across the area with some out-of-town scores in Week 3. Starting in Farmington, where the Knights play the Poplar Bluff Mules. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. And the score is 28-6, Farmington with the lead. And they jumped out to that lead with 1 minute left in the first quarter and haven't taken the foot off the gas, if you will, in the second quarter, scoring three touchdowns, all on passes except for the first one. 11 minutes into the second, that was a rushing touchdown. It's 20-8, Farmington over Poplar Bluff. In St. Genevieve, Valley Catholic up at halftime, 28-7. A couple of big touchdowns for the Warriors, one of which being Evan Fowler, a 34-yard rushing touchdown on his birthday. With a nine-yard rushing touchdown as well. Evan Fowler with two rushing touchdowns. Potosi scored first, but it's been Valley Catholic since, 28-7. North County DeSoto are at the half, 7-0. Raiders lead Dragons. Noah Lashley with a 15-yard rushing touchdown. St. Genevieve shutting out Kennett at the half, 14-0. Jesse Schilly with a 22-yard rushing touchdown. 8 minutes to go in the first. Then 6 minutes later, Ethan Ottens with a 32-yard touchdown reception. Windsor trailing Festus, 35-0 at the half. Parker Perry for the Tigers, 10 of 10 passing, 185 yards, three touchdown passes. And Luante Williams, two rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown. Hillsboro leading Washington, 21-3 at half. And in our broadcast game, Central 36, Fredericktown nothing. Out-of-town scoreboard check courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door at 1020 Woodlawn Drive just north of Farmington. They install garage doors, awnings, and patio covers, windows, fencing, and more. For a full list of services, visit mineralareadoor.com. Com. That's what's happening outside of the area, plus our game tonight, Fredericktown trailing Central 36-0 at half. We'll have the first half highlights with Connor Harbin when we come back. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone. Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
You know Mineral Area Overhead Door has sold and installed garage doors and openers since 1978, but we also have windows, patio covers, screen rooms, and more. Check out our beautiful showroom on Highway 67 in Farmington or visit mineralareadoor.com. Need a hinge, cable, remote? Yeah, we've got that. Mineral Area Door has a huge inventory of parts for your convenience. Call 431-6123 or visit our website at mineralareadoor.com. Serving you since 1978.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart, and taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Aw, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Hi, I'm Spencer with the Number 9 Coffee Company in Ledington. Stop in and enjoy one of our many specialty lattes, fresh roasted coffees, frappes, fruit smoothies, and delicious baked goods. Number 9 is the perfect outlet for artists, as we have many pieces from the local talent throughout the shop. Bring your study group, play some music, or just sit and relax using our free Wi-Fi. Whether staying or grabbing your order to go, Number 9 Coffee will always leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face the day. Open late Monday through Saturday. Visit us at 30 Woodlawn Drive in Ledington.
Belgrade State Bank is your community bank with six locations serving you from Belgrade to Farmington. Their doors are open, ready to meet all your banking needs. Can't visit? No problem. Open an account 24/7 at belgradestatebank.com. Friendly faces are always available at Wise Grounds Coffee Shop inside the Farmington branch. At Belgrade State Bank, you're not just an account number, you're family. They're your local personalized banking experience. Neighbors helping neighbors, that's the Belgrade State Bank way.
Back here once again, halftime. The Midwest Sports Center halftime report, 36-0 Central. They lead the Fredericktown Black Cats. How did we get here? We've got the highlights. Central, they got the ball after a turnover on downs, Fredericktown's first drive of the day. Central would immediately start making an impact offensively. First of all, the game's longest play of the game thus far, this 45-yard completion. Fowler sent in motion. Pig in shotgun formation takes a snap, drops back to pass. Looking for the deep ball down the field. Has grabbed. That ball is caught. He's past the 25 to the 20. Finally taken down at the Fredericktown 15-yard line. A big pitch and catch. Make it 47 yards. Naturally, I got the number wrong, but it was 45 yards on the play. That would set up Central's first touchdown of the game. This 2-yard rushing touchdown for Brody Pig. Second down and goal again from the two. Super I formation once again. Pig going to try to force it in himself. Does he have the push from behind? A pile's going to form. No indication yet. Touchdown Central. A four-minute drive. But Central finds their way through, face the third down, able to find the deep, deep pass down the right sideline. And from there, it's just a matter of moments before they punch it in for our game's opening score. After Central stonewalled Fredericktown once again, they found their next touchdown in pretty short order. This time, the first touchdown of the day for Karis Foster from 7 yards out. You've got Black and Foster, halfbacks in this super eye. Hand off to the deep back. It's Foster somehow able to clear his way and score. Touchdown Central. Well, I'll tell you what, there was a huge pile of bodies, and somehow Foster stays upright, kind of dances his way in for the 6-yard score, 13-0 Central. Not the last time Foster would find the end zone in the first half, but in order to set up his second touchdown of the day, Central had to convert a fourth down and long. Convert they did. Pig dropping back, looking toward the left sideline, going toward the end zone, leaping up and making the grab. It's Brody Cole, first down Central. Well, just air it up and hope for the best, and that's exactly what Central did as Pig puts a dime into Brody Cole, and it's first down and goal for the Rebels. And that would put first down and goal from the 4-yard line. A couple plays later, it would be Foster again punching it in. Jumbo formation. Karis Foster gets the handoff and he pushes way in. Touchdown Central. Second touchdown run of the day for Foster, this time from 4 yards out. And the Rebels take a 3-score lead here in the first half. Brody Pig would then wind things up for the 4th touchdown of the game. A ball that maybe nobody in this stadium thought would find the hands of Devin Graff, but Graff somehow pulled it out. Pig sends a man in motion, takes a snap, looking toward the right sideline, just going to air it up into double coverage, and that ball is caught! Touchdown Central! How did Devin Graff come up with that football? Into double coverage. I'm going to be honest with you, Zach. It wasn't really the best choice, but somehow Graff is able to come up with that ball and fall into the end zone for a Rebel touchdown. Central would find one more touchdown in the first half. That was a 40-yard touchdown from Pig to Foster. Again, Foster's third touchdown of the day. Pig's third touchdown of the day himself. There you go. And that's how we got to where we are now. 36-0 at the end of the first half. Those are the highlights. We take another break. When we come back, Zach's got stats for you from the half. Central's put up some pretty good numbers thus far. Again, 36-0. Central leads Fredericktown. Nelson High School football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, cozy couches, elegant dining tables, essential bedroom furnishings, and stylish fireplaces, all at great deals. At Cornerstone, we specialize in turning your house into a home. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style with our quality furniture. Your dream home is just a visit away. Experience the difference at Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where we make every corner of your home a reflection of unique style and comfort preferences. Located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills.
From auto to home to life, pet, and business insurance, Chris Morrison State Farm in Farmington offers personalized coverage and free quotes to fit your needs. Chris Morrison State Farm, proud sponsor of high school sports. Call or text 573-756-1900 today.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Aw, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Hungry? The Riverside Grill on East Main Street in Park Hills has homemade daily specials, or choose from a menu of other delicious entrees, or stop by for a hearty breakfast every day from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Riverside Grill, across from the Farmers Market in Park Hills.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our five locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.bank.
And back here once again at Central High School in Park Hills at the half, all Rebels. They lead Fredericktown 36-0. The Rebels running game, it's working tonight. The passing game, it's working tonight. Pretty much everything the Rebels want to do is turning into points. And it's now time for your halftime stats. They're brought to you by Sam Sism for Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Zach, what do we got from this game so far?
Quickly, we'll look at the team stats. First for Central, they have 271 yards of total offense, 211 through the air, only 60 on the ground, averaging about 7 yards a play. And for Fredericktown, they have 75 yards of total offense, 22 yards through the air, 53 on the ground, average of 5 yards a play. So if you look at it by play, they've been able to move the ball, but just really have not been able to string many plays together past that first drive that kind of stalled out in the red zone. We'll look at your individual leaders now. First for Central, Brody Pig, 15 of 17 tonight, all 211 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns. Those receptions coming courtesy of Devin Graff, 2 of those for 75 yards and a touchdown. Karis Foster, 5 grabs for 55 yards and a touchdown. Brody Cole, 2 catches for 31 yards. Nick Fowler, 3 catches for 29 yards. August Black, 2 catches for 11 yards. And then rushing, Brody Pig is your leading rusher for Central, 7 carries, 27 yards and a touchdown. Karis Foster, 4 carries, 25 yards, and a touchdown. Nick Fowler, 1 carry for 4 yards. August Black, 5 carries for 4 yards. And now we'll look at Fredericktown stats. Blake Terry Brakefield, 3 of 7 through the air. Kason Whitener, 0 for 1 with an interception. And Mason Proffer, 0 for 1 with an incompletion. That was nearly an interception for Chad Cosby. Receiving, Caden Crump with 1 catch for 15 yards. Derek Irby, 1 catch for 9 yards. Caleb Feltz, 1 catch for negative 2 yards. And then on the ground, Blake Terry Brakefield, 2 carries for 20 yards. Zach Botbill, 8 carries for 18 yards. Mason Proffer, 2 carries for 14 yards. Kason Whitener, 1 carry for 1 yard. And those are your stats here at a 36-0 lead for the Central Rebels.
Again, your halftime stats are brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no cost to you forever warranty. Go online to sism4.com or call 573-431-3177. So that'll go ahead and do it for the Midwest Sports Center halftime report. When we come back, it's time for the second half. We'll see what Fredericktown has in store as they try to mount a massive comeback, or we'll see if Central is able to extend upon this lead and really take some, well, even more forward momentum into week 4. Again, 36-0 our score. This has been the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. You're listening to High School Football on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Stay tuned. The second half is next after these messages.
Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozarks Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports. In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736 or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington, proudly serving the Parkland's eye care needs since 1966. Needing routine eye care? Ask about their new retinal imaging device that can act as a good substitute for dilating the eyes.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Attention pizza lovers!
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Back here just before the start of the second half here in Park Hills, Central High School, the site of our game of the week, week three of the high school football season. The Rebels of Central lead the Fredericktown Blackcats 36-0. Central, all kinds of offense in that first half. Fredericktown has really struggled to get much of anything tonight. Before we really dive into this second half, do want to go ahead and thank some more sponsors. Shelter Insurance agent Chuck Odell of Bonterre, Belgrade State Bank in Deloge, Farmington, and Potosi, Denny Motors of Farmington, and Number 9 Coffee of Ledington. So, Zach, I ask before we really get started here in the second half, if you're Fredericktown, 36 points is a tough ask, because not only do you have to score the points, you also have to keep Central from scoring any more. What should Fredericktown be focusing on in this second half?
I think you got to basically go back to what was working for you, which was on the ground. They were able to kind of make some creases and holes for their running, for basically Terry Brakefield and Botville to kind of sneak their way through and try to knife ahead. And I think that's basically what you need. You just need to try to string plays together. We have, like I mentioned at halftime, we have not seen that since that opening drive of the first half. And then once basically they've kind of, you know, turned the ball over on downs, they've, you know, thrown an interception. Central's just been kind of able to capitalize on their mistakes. I think you got to try to limit that and try to keep possession of the ball as much as you can.
Very short kick and a fair catch called by Connor McMinn. Might have been a returnable ball. That might have been a direct order from the sideline. That might have been coach's orders even before that kick was even sent. And so Fredericktown takes over first down and 10 on their own 29-yard line. Those first two lines, they're taught. If that ball comes to you, don't be a hero. Call fair catch. Make the play. You're getting good field position.
Yeah, me and Coach Steve Williams are on the same brainwave right now. Try to basically hang on to the ball. We need the ball to score any points. Don't, like you mentioned, don't be a hero. Just grab the ball, and let's start our possession.
It is worth noting Connor McMinn is a skill player, as the first play from scrimmage for Fredericktown this second half goes nowhere. Zach Botville on the carry. He will lose. It looks to be, wow, quite substantial 3 yards. A loss here, second down and 13. Blake Terry Brakefield does lead the team back out to the field for the first drive of this second half. Central going with their starters defensively as well. Again, the running clock rule is 35 after 4. So we've crossed that line, but Central need to hold on to it in the fourth if they want that running clock. Design screen play out to the left, but the ball is underthrown looking for Caleb Feltz. It'll be third down and 13.
Yeah. You know, and Terry Brakefield really had no window to try to get that ball to him, and he was basically getting almost hammered by two different Central Rebels. He really had to let that ball go early.
Fun fact for you so far in this game, yet to see a punt tonight. But it is 3rd and 13 deep in Fredericktown territory. Might we see our first if they're unable to convert here? Fredericktown did go for an ill-fated fourth down from the 40-yard line that led to Central's fifth touchdown, final touchdown of the first half. Blake Terry Brakefield takes a snap, rolling out to his right. Ball is caught here by Mason Proffer. Lowers the shoulder as he's pushed out of bounds. He's going to be short of the first down marker, but again, if you're Fredericktown, you're going to face fourth and short. Well, do you go for it now? Do you try to get that 1 yard?
I mean, you've got nothing to lose. You might as well try. I don't think that Central would immediately try to score afterward like we've seen them do before, but you might as well, as that was a pickup of 11 to make it 4th and 2. That's definitely, you know, going from 3rd and 13 to 4th and 2 is definitely a good start.
4th down and 2. Ball is on the Fredericktown 37. They need to get to the 39. It's shotgun formation. Three wide receivers. Hand off to Proffer. No, Terry Brakefield keeps himself. He gets the first down as he gains 5 on the play to the 42. And held on to that ball until the last possible moment. Decided to keep it himself and scurries up the middle for 5 yards. First down, Fredericktown.
Yeah, we really have not seen him call his own number on a run play since that first drive, like I mentioned. And I think that was just an element that they've been missing. They really have been they've been kind of predictable, but not really allowing Terry Brakefield to have an opportunity as he is shaking his hand out. I don't know what was going on there.
First down and 10 after moving the chains. Terry Brakefield in shotgun. This time he's going to roll out to his left. Going to find a gap up the middle. He wants to take it. He's going to be tackled around midfield. Gets into Central territory at about the 49-yard line for a gain of 9. Second down and 1. That was definitely a designed pass, but Terry Brakefield saw a huge gap open up in the middle and said, you know what? I'm going to drop it and run.
Yeah, absolutely. He saw the big open area kind of in the middle of the field, and he was able to make a couple guys miss and lower the shoulder and able to pick up a nice chunk of change there. And Fredericktown's starting to get a little bit of a drive going on.
Black Cats starting to move downhill a little bit. It'll be two wide receivers left, pistol formation. Terry Brakefield lined up 5 yards behind center. Hand off to the back. Looks like we got a new back, and that's a big hit. Silas Richardson laying that man out. Welcome to the game. Trying to get the number on that new back, but, well, all you can say is welcome.
That was John Norwood getting his first touch of the ball game, and like you mentioned, he got lit up as he was trying to find the hole and bring up a 3rd and 1 as Central not allowing the easy first down conversion there.
Norwood, about 5'9", 160. He's a sophomore. You want to compare that to Silas Richardson, 6'5", 265. Bit of a size discrepancy there. 3rd down and 1. Other handoff to Norwood. No, ball is fumbled, and Central falls on it. The handoff was botched between Terry Brakefield and Norwood, and Chad Cosby gets the football first to give the Rebels their second forced turnover of the night.
Yeah, and that was just a good job by Central to basically capitalize on the mistake as Terry Brakefield lunged at it, tried to grab it, and it was just out of his reach, and two Central linebackers were able to break into the backfield and able to fall on it, and Central's got good starting field position as it looks like we will see Braden Patterson make his debut into the ballgame.
Braden Patterson going to take things over at quarterback. Something to note, the clock is running, by the way. So, looks like, with coach consent, we've already moved into running clock territory, already almost halfway through the third quarter. So Braden Patterson, our first look at the senior. Awkward handoff there, new back in the game for Central as well. Bobbled a little bit, but bringing it down, Cooper Bess. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. 2nd down and 10. So we're going to start to see some new names pretty much all over the field. Another skill player out there that we haven't seen yet. Brady Wells, junior running back. 4 wide receiver set. Patterson takes a snap. Quick pass on the out route. Ball caught by Brody McIntyre. Fighting. Gets a few yards to about the Fredericktown 41. Gain of 5 on the play. It's 3rd down and 5.
And we've seen McIntyre make plays the last couple weeks, so we've seen these Rebels. And a nice little pickup here is that'll basically make it third and manageable, and you'll have two plays to get the first down.
Another four wide receiver set. On one side, you've got Bess and McIntyre. Receiver over on the right side of the field. Got one man out there, that being... Now we'll hold that thought here as it's a handoff here to... No, excuse me, a keeper for Patterson up the middle. He'll get a couple. It'll be fourth down and about a long four here, a long three. First carry of the day for Patterson. You also have Ryder Kozemski into the ball game. He is one of your wide receivers. And also out there, well, still Brody Cole. We've seen him pretty much all night tonight. Patterson in shotgun. Again, joined by the lone back. Another quick pass in the out route. That ball almost intercepted. Amos Basenda in the area. As I think there was a miscommunication there. Bess was looking to block his defensive back when he was actually the intended receiver on the play. We'll get an official's timeout. We are long past the six-minute mark, but we'll take that water break here in the third. 4:19 left to go in the third quarter. Central, they are facing, well, turnover on downs. It's Fredericktown who will have the ball when we come back. You're listening to High School Football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Belgrade State Bank is your community bank with six locations serving you from Belgrade to Farmington. Their doors are open, ready to meet all your banking needs. Can't visit? No problem. Open an account 24/7 at belgradestatebank.com. Friendly faces are always available at Wise Grounds Coffee Shop inside the Farmington branch. At Belgrade State Bank, you're not just an account number, you're family. They're your local personalized banking experience. Neighbors helping neighbors, that's the Belgrade State Bank way.
Back in studio before we send you back over to Park Hills, Missouri. And up north, Festus leads Windsor into the fourth quarter, 49-0. A big day for Luante Williams. Three rushing touchdowns on 11 carries and 165 yards. And they're all tied up into the fourth. North County and DeSoto, 7-7. Back to you guys.
Kaysen Whitener hands it off here for the Black Cats. I believe that was Zach Botville on the carry. He gets... tackle behind the line of scrimmage for a one-yard loss. We've got a running clock here in the third quarter here at Central High School. 36-0 our score. Again, traditionally, that running clock starts in the fourth, but if both coaches agree, it can start earlier. So we've been making our way through the third in quick order here. Whitener takes a snap. He's going to look to chuck one down the left sideline. It's going to be a jump ball. Who's going to fall on it? Well, we get a flag on the play, but it's Caleb Feltz who comes up with a reception. But we have to see where the flag falls. That ball was thrown, that flag was thrown before the ball actually came down. They were definitely fighting for it, Feltz and Fowler. We might see, we're definitely going to see a pass interference, but the question is on whom?
I would lean toward defensive pass interference, but they may also just go with whoever was the one that caught that ball, as they were kind of fighting and shoving each other and trying to gain the upper hand as that ball, both of them had to kind of come back on it. It was kind of a wobbly throw, and it stands right now as a gain of 23. Depending on the outcome of this penalty, as the officials are taking quite a long time to discuss this.
Well, might be doing one of our other officials a favor as he was tying a shoe. It's going to be offensive pass interference. And that's going to draw some boos from the other side of the field. The Fredericktown faithful making the trip. About a 30-minute drive from Fredericktown to Park Hills. They didn't like that call, and honestly, that was kind of a jump ball, and you don't really know what you get. And, of course, we up here in the booth can't really see down there very well, but not a huge fan of it.
Well, it almost kind of turns into like a rebounding situation in basketball where everybody's trying to get that front position, and Feltz was the one that was able to get in front of his man Fowler, and that's who they're going to call it on is...
That's going to back him up here 10 yards. It'll be second down and 21. Second down, 21. Ball on the 28-yard line. Under 2 minutes to go now in the third quarter. No scoring in this third. All of our scoring done today in the first couple quarters. Whitener takes a snap. He rolls out to his right, looking downfield. Heading off toward the sideline, trying to find his man, Feltz. That ball is, well, that was Irby. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Hauled it in on the sideline. Nice play there by Irby to bring it on in. It's not going to be good enough for a first down, but they eliminate most of the penalty yardage then and then some. Get it all the way out to the 44-yard line. Gain of 16. And that sets up a third and manageable. Third down and five.
Well, they've got it as fourth down, partner.
Yeah, I see that.
I thought I saw the near side official signal that last play is third down, so I'm not sure where we're standing right now.
We'll find out, I suppose. It's 5 yards to gain, though. Whitener going to tuck it and run. Tripped up, spins around, and is still on his feet. Now he's taking down. Quarterback sack. Central's going to get to him. And now we see, well, is it first down Central? Yes, it is. So, my guess it was loss of down as well. And it will be, well, now our officials are talking about it. I guess maybe trying to figure out whether it's going to be first down or not.
Color me stump, partner, but I think they are flipping the field, so I believe this will be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, it will. So, well, won a game. I'm a little bamboozled, but anyway, it's going to be first down and 10. We'll just reset. We'll just kind of look away from the whole thing. First down and 10 for Central, ball on the Fredericktown 42, and it looks like Central doesn't even have an intention of running a play here. They've sent the whole team to the sideline. Now they're going to hustle out, maybe trying to figure out who should come out onto the field. They have 13 seconds to run a play. Nope, back to the sideline. That will be the third quarter. So a little bit of a wacky third quarter. Clock starts. Clock runs all the way down. No change in score from the half, but Central, dominating performance in the first couple quarters, cruising toward that third win. They lead Fredericktown 36-0. We're back in just a few moments with that final 12 minutes of play. You're listening to high school football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime. No appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
High school football isn't just a game. It's a tradition that brings our community together. And McDonald's is proud to be a part of that tradition, supporting our local schools, athletes, and families right here in the Parkland. Be sure to join us on KFMO every Friday night for the Tailgate Show, fueled by McDonald's. From the kickoff to the final whistle, McDonald's is here for the hometown fans. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ludington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Brody Cole gets the first carry of the fourth quarter. Takes it for about 3 yards. Second down and 7 incoming. Ball on the Fredericktown 39-yard line. Central leads 36-0. The only question at this point, what's going to be the final margin of victory? Central wants to add a little bit more. Pass out to the left. Ball is caught. On the reception, Cooper Bess for another modest gain of about 5 on the play. It'll be third down and 2. Connor Harbit, Zach Pipkin on the call here today. Up top, Jay Sodal and Joel Booyer. Back in studio, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. I'm surprised I haven't messed that up yet this season. Trips to the right. On third and 2, design keeper here for Patterson. Weaves his way through into the second line and gets taken down at about the 25 for a gain of 9 and a Central first down.
And we've talked earlier in the preseason, Brayden Patterson, maybe known as a little bit of a better thrower than Brody Pig, and Pig maybe more the mobile quarterback, but Patterson did a good job to find the open lane and get a new set of downs for the Rebels here as the clock continues to tick as we're about 10.5 left to go in this game.
Shotgun for Patterson. Again, trips to the right, one wide receiver left. Ball thrown out to the flat. It's McIntyre who takes it forward. Into the red zone he goes. For Fredericktown is finally able to get him down at about the 19-yard line. Gain of 7. Second down and 3. Get some whistles, and we've got a hurt Black Cat down on the field. So a player hurt for Fredericktown. That'll stop the clock here at 10-12. We'll have to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break and come right on back. Actually, we'll send it to the studio. Jared, what do you have for us?
Yes, you will send it here. Washington and Hillsboro. The Hawks looking to get back into the win column. They're into the fourth quarter. It just started 21-9. Hawks lead Blue Jays. Festus up on Windsor. That game nearing conclusion. They're in running clock. Time, I guess you could say. 49-0 Tigers. St. Genevieve leading Kennett. The Indians get on the board with a 49-yard passing touchdown to Nelson Felix. 21-8 Dragons lead. Two-point conversion good. DeSoto and North County tied up into the fourth. 7-all. Valley Catholic up on Potosi 35-7. Farmington leading Poplar Bluff 35-6. And our broadcast game, 36-0. Back to you guys.
Braden Patterson on the keeper coming off the Fredericktown injury. He's got some more yardage. He's inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line. Gain of 14 for Patterson. And Central's got first down and goal. First down and goal from the 6. Under 10 to go here in the 4th. By the way, the injured Black Cat, that was linebacker Paxton Burns. The sophomore was able to get off to the sideline without really any more assistance. But Central looking to add their first score of the second half. Man set in motion. Patterson will hand it off. It's McIntyre falling forward. Almost finds his way into the end zone, but he will be a couple yards shy. He will be credited with 4 on the play. Second down and goal here from the 2. Now quickly line up here. Patterson. Wells in the backfield. Patterson sending a man in motion. Another handoff to McIntyre, trying to get him into the end zone. Hesitates for about a second, and that's going to keep him out of the end zone this time. Still shy. It's going to be third down and goal here from still the 2. They're trying to get him in. A couple plays back-to-back on the end around. See if they run it again. Patterson, shotgun formation once more. This time, going to just give it to Patterson. Patterson will fight his way in. Touchdown, Central. So it's the senior QB who finds pay dirt instead. He's got the 2-yard touchdown run. Central leads 42-0.
A nice, efficient drive by the second team offense for Central. And really nothing fancy. Couple of screen passes and some big runs there by Patterson. Not afraid to call his own number in this kind of late in the ball game. And was able to find the end zone himself.
PAT brought to you by Complete Vision Care, locations in Leadington and Festus. It's through. Graph remains perfect on the night. 43-0. Clock continues to run as we move our way through the fourth quarter. Again, 2 yards for Braden Patterson. 43 Central, Fredericktown nothing. You're listening to High School Football right here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Leadington, Missouri.
Hi, this is Corey Schweiss, head coach of the Central Rebels, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
2 yards for Braden Patterson. He finds the end zone for the first time today. Central leads 43-0. Clock continues to wind down here in the fourth quarter. Under 7 to go. Again, we are under running clock rules. It's time for your upcoming broadcast schedule brought to you by McDonald's with locations in the Parkland. We've got another full week next week. 5 broadcast days. That starts on Monday. We get a low line drive kick. It's going to be fielded by Botville. Still having trouble finding it. Just going to have to fall on it about the 21-yard line. That's where Fredericktown will take over. If you're listening in from Fredericktown tonight, make sure you tune in on Monday as well. We've got more Lady Black Cats softball. We'll be making our way down to Fredericktown. They are at home hosting the Farmington Knights. On Tuesday, you've got volleyball. More Fredericktown. How about it? Fredericktown is traveling to Arcadia Valley. Then on Wednesday, fall softball once again. It's Cape Notre Dame down to Bonterre to take on North County, or should I say up to Bonterre to take on North County. Thursday, we've got MAC volleyball. The Lady Cardinals are taking on Lakeland at home. Again, listen in on KFMO Sports Plus with Jared Pettis on the call. And then Friday, our week 4 matchup. That will be St. Genevieve and Potosi. That game will be again played in Potosi, starting with the KFMO Sports Tailgate Show, fueled by McDonald's at 6 p.m. The pregame show will start at 6:30, and then, of course, we'll have kickoff around 7 for that one. So, again, that's your upcoming broadcast schedule, brought to you by McDonald's, with locations in the Parkland. Hungry from the excitement of the game? Stop by your local McDonald's and pick up a Big Mac or some chicken McNuggets and a soft drink. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Here's a bad snap. Case and White are going to have to dive on it. It was second down and two. It's going to be third down and a little bit more than that after the botched snap. By the way, I've been told by my man in Studio Central, it will not be Jared on the call for that one. Apologies. But make sure you still tune in for Mac Lady Cardinal Volleyball next Thursday. Again, they host Lakeland on KFMO Sports Plus. Whoever you tune into, it'll be a good one. Whether that be softball, volleyball, football, it's all good here on AM 1240 KFMO, as we'll get your water break here midway through the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and take ourselves a quick timeout as well. Again, 4:54 to go, 43-0. Central leads Fredericktown. Listen to high school football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Tired of having to insert your card in the reader and wait? Paul Hale with Nura Bank here to tell you we now offer contactless debit cards. With contactless debit cards, you can now simply tap your card on the contactless enabled terminal and be well on your way to walking out the door, saving you time and making the transaction much more secure, as the vendor never receives your debit card number. Visit our website at www.nurabank.com or call any of our branches for more information today. Nura Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Whitener, a pump fake, now going to look to tuck and run, but he's under a lot of pressure. Jukes back to the right, where he's taken down at about the 27, or excuse me, how about the 22? It'll be fourth down here for Fredericktown. 4:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter under running clock rules. 43-0 Central leads. Connor Harbit, Zach Pipkin on the call. Up top, Jay Sodal and Jewel Booyer. And back in studio, Jared Pettis and Glenn Berry. And I have found out I will be on the call next Thursday for Mac Volleyball, so make sure to join me on KFMO Sports Plus. That'll be my Mac Lady Cardinals Volleyball debut.
Look at you go, partner.
Look at me go. Always a fun time. Of course, we do a lot of volleyball, high school, college level. It's all fun. Saw Potosi a couple times this season. A few other teams as well, as we're going to get a whistle and a timeout taken here by Fredericktown. We're going to keep it right here through this timeout. Again, timeout taken by Fredericktown. And if you're Central here, Zach, and if you're Coach Swice, we kind of knew Central was the team favorite in this matchup, and we kind of knew the history of the two teams. Is this what we expected from this game maybe all along? We said it was going to be a good one, but obviously Central, they've just been overwhelming today in several ways.
Yeah, and I think Corey Schweiss, obviously, there were some penalties in the drives that they eventually did score on anyway. I think he would still probably not be super thrilled about that, but they definitely looked a lot better this week than they probably have the last couple of weeks, as we've got players and trainers out on the field, I believe.
Yeah, we've got the trainer heading across the field to go check on a Fredericktown player, or at least heading over to the Fredericktown side. We'll let her clear the field before we get back to it. It is fourth down, and, well, for the first time today, we're going to see a punt.
You spoke it into existence, partner.
Fredericktown looking to punt it. Fourth down and eight here, ball on the 23-yard line. Two punted away. It looks like that is Blake Terry Brakefield. It's a low line drive punt fielded by McIntyre about the 41-yard line. Starts moving to his right, tries to cut back to his left. Unfortunately, that is right where Connor McMinn was waiting for him. He's wrapped up and taken down after about a return of 4 yards. I think he was better served just maybe kind of moving toward that right sideline. I think he thought that there was nobody there when, in fact, there was somebody there.
Yeah, it's always difficult whenever you're trying to basically field the ball off the ground rather than up and then look forward. I think he kind of he maybe thought the footsteps were a little further away than they actually were, as everybody's going to take their time getting up and ready for this next Central possession.
And before we get on to that next Rebel possession, it's back to the studio. Jared.
Connor in DeSoto. The Dragons take the lead with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 13-0. Miss on the two-point conversion. Kick return for North County. Jesse Johnson, 45 yards to the house. PAT good. Raiders lead. That was a minute later. 14-13. Back to you guys.
Great one brewing there over in DeSoto. As we get back to it here, Braden Patterson, no, another new quarterback into the game here for Central, but it's a bad snap. More mishandled. A little low there. New QB into the game. Quinton Walter. Listed on the roster as a wide receiver. Hitting that Drew Brees. College-ish. Number 21 out there.
Second and 18.
There's a reference for you. I know I'm a little bit older than everybody.
I'm thinking of Sam Horn from Mizzou.
Oh, yeah,
this
also
past
Sam
year.
Horn, who, of course, is out for the season, in case you didn't already know. Bo Pribula, the quarterback for the Tigers, moving forward. Handoff here on second down. Able to shake off one would-be tackler before he fights his way. Well, still going to lose plenty of yardage here, but another new player in for Central. How about Quincy Walter? Walter will lose a few, and it's going to be third down and a long, long way to go. Under two to go. Again, Central improved to 3-0 on the season. Fredericktown will fall to 0-3. Central will look ahead to week four and try to continue on with this early season success. Very similar to what they had last year, maybe with a little bit less drama this year. What with the big win here tonight over Fredericktown. Ball thrown, threw it behind his man. Intended receiver on that play. That was Eli Roper, who is listed as a quarterback, but playing wide receiver. Wide receiver on the roster, throwing to a quarterback on the roster. Something, something. I don't have a joke for this one. But it is going to be fourth down. And it looks like Central will go ahead and punt for their first time today. We had to wait a while for the punting fans in the listening audience tonight, but we're going to get a couple of them here at the end.
Pat McAfee would be very disappointed in this ball game.
We've had a couple opportunities where there should have been punts, but Fredericktown kind of rolling the dice. Didn't quite work out for the Black Cats today. Central, of course, they've been mostly effective. Here's a snap way over the head of the punter, and we're not going to get a punt after all, as he'll fall on it about the four-yard line. However, we'll see if Fredericktown gets a playoff. They'll have it first down and goal. And we're going to get a timeout, I believe, taken here by Fredericktown. So I think Fredericktown wants to try it here. They have the ball in first down and goal on the six. Try to put some points up on the board here because there is a little bit at stake. We talk about districts and whatnot, the point system. You want to make sure you can score if you have an opportunity to do so. And that's exactly what Fredericktown's going to try to do here.
Absolutely. Both teams going to be in Class 3, District 1 together. And we never really got a chance to talk about this, partner, but Class 3, the districting was very peculiar. You have Central and Fredericktown and Potosi, three coverage teams grouped with Dexter Donovan, Kennett, and Scott City, who is also co-opting with Chaffee. So that's an interesting district. And then District 2, you have Herculaneum, John Burroughs, Lift for Life, Lutheran South, Normandy, St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic. Obviously, St. Gen Valley may have made a little bit more sense with those teams down south, but I don't question Misha. I just look at their website, and that's what they said Class 3 should be.
Misha is a mystery. First down and goal again from the 6. Fredericktown under center. Another new quarterback into the game here. It's a handoff. John Norwood fighting his way up the middle. He will end up a little bit short. Does cross the 5 to about the 4. Central at home next week. Homecoming, they'll be taking on St. Dominic. And Fredericktown's got another tough team ahead, Valley Catholic. Snap is dropped. Quarterback picks it back up. New quarterback into the game for Fredericktown. But that'll be the final play of the game. So ultimately, Central pitches a shutout. They defeat the Fredericktown Black Cats 43-0. Behind 36 first half points here tonight. So here's what we'll do for the post game. Of course, we will take ourselves a break, as we always do. We will come back. Zach and I will wrap things up, and then we will send it back to the studio, where Jared Pettis will be ready to join you for the Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. But again, your final score here tonight, Central all over the Black Cats, 43-0. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.